This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, coming out of the break here this morning, we're actually seeing some strength across the board. Corn up about a nickel, beans up over a dime, and wheat kind of somewhere in between, with KC leading the way, actually up 12 here this morning. Seeing some strength off the weakness yesterday that was incited by talks of tariff retaliatory tariffs from the European Union with regards to Trump's metals tariffs, and they specifically cited industrial products and ag products. So we didn't take too kindly to that news, flushed the market pretty hard yesterday. Now seeing a nice little bounce back today with the export sales that we saw this morning in both wheat and soybeans specifically. Corn's still good, nothing bad there, but the wheat and soybeans were remarkably good compared to what we've been seeing of late. Now we're getting a little boost across the board and things are looking a little better here this morning.
Eric, is that one of those direct instances of where you can see another country put those reciprocal tariffs against ag products specifically because they know those are so important to this country?
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, they're going to announce what's going to bring negotiations to the table the quickest. And I think our ag products are definitely one of those things. What can we do that's going to give the most shock and awe so that we can get to a table and talk about this and maybe come to a reasonable conclusion? And hopefully cooler heads will prevail before it's all said and done. We've seen this time and again already. It feels like it's been going on for years, but it's only been weeks.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers, ranchers, and ag professionals, are you keeping up with the latest in agriculture? Profit Matters is here to help. Every weekday, we dive into the crop reports, market trends, and ag stories you need to stay ahead. From new technologies to shifts in policy, we cover the issues that matter most to your farm or business. We know agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. That's why we're committed to bringing you the stories that matter and the information you need to make smarter decisions. Catch Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
May corn up 5 cents at 465 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up 13 cents at 1013 and a half. May soybean meal up 590 at 306.10. May soybean oil up 16 cents at 41.84. Chicago wheat up 9 cents at 563 even. Minneapolis wheat up 9 and a quarter at 603 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 12 and a half at 585 and a half. May oats up 3 cents at 371 and a quarter. On the Merck, April live cattle unchanged at 201.40. March feeder cattle up 52 cents at 280.77. April lean hogs down 90 cents at 85.60. Class 3 milk unchanged at 18.58. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.